Yesterday we spoke about the person who came home from shul in the morning and had his breakfast without a kippah on his head. Today I want to speak about the person who came home from shul in the morning, sat down to breakfast, he did have a kippah on his head, but he forgot to say a bracha over his food, and his wife suddenly said to him, "Hey, you're eating your breakfast and you didn't say a bracha. So what is the halacha?" So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Amud Bet, says that if a person forgot and put food into their mouth without saying a bracha, then we've got three Tanaitic statements about what the person should do. Tanya Chada Bolan, the Tanya Idach Poltan, the Tanya Idach Mesalkan, that according to one Tana, you should spit the food out. According to another Tana, you should swallow it. According to another Tana, you should move it to the side of your mouth and say the bracha. And the Gemara says, well, Kashi, it's not a problem, there's no contradiction here. The three writers are talking about different cases. Where it says you swallow it, that's talking about liquids, which obviously you couldn't spit out or move to the side of your mouth. Where it says that you spit it out, it's talking about hard foods that won't become yucky if you take them out of your mouth to say the bracha and then put them back. And when we say that you move the food to the side of your mouth, that's talking about something which will be unpleasant if you take it out of your mouth and then put it back in, something like a mouthful of Weetabix or soggy cereal or something like this. And this is how the halakha is paskened in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Ayin Bet, that if it's a hard food, so you put a boiled sweet or something like that into your mouth without saying a bracha, you take it out, you say the bracha, and then you put it back in. If it's something which will be unpleasant if you take it out, so then you just move it to the sides of your mouth, mouthful of Weetabix or something like that, and say the bracha like that. As far as the liquids are concerned, so the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph says that you can swallow them without saying a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Bet says that those who say that if you've got more of that liquid to drink, then the best thing to do is to spit it out and not swallow it. So if a person's just having a glass of water or even a cup of coffee and you take your first sip without saying a bracha and then you realise, so then spit it out. If, however, you're having a glass of Glenmorangie 30-year-old or something like that, where you've got a very limited amount of it, you don't want to spit it out, so then you could swallow it rather than saying a bracha. A question might come up, for what if you're, say, in a restaurant and you've gone out for a cup of coffee with a client and you take a sip and you forget to haven't said a bracha. So there's a whole cup of coffee there, so you could in theory spit it out, but to spit it out in front of your client won't get you very much business. Unless he's interviewing you for a job to do with Hilchot Brachot, in which case, presumably, you could swallow it without having to worry. The Rama brings the view of the Rosh and one or two other Rishonim that after you've finished drinking what it is, after you've swallowed that mouthful, so then you can say a bracha, and says, and this seems to be correct. So according to the Rama, you've had that shot of whiskey, it's in your mouth, you realise you didn't say a bracha, you're allowed to swallow it, and then you say a bracha afterwards. And the reason why you can say a bracha afterwards in this case, as opposed to other cases where we say you can't say a bracha rishona after you've eaten food, is because you already had in mind, before you swallowed it, that you need to say the bracha on it. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei, he says that the Achronim actually side with the opinion of the Mechaber, the first opinion, that you don't say a bracha rishona after you've swallowed it. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings a whole list of Rishonim who also say like that, so it's a very mainstream opinion. He points out that even though the notes with the Rama say that this is the view of the Ravid, it's clear from the Ravid that's not what the Ravid holds. The Mishnah Berurah says that in actual fact they're two different Ravids, and the Ravid on the Rambam rules like the Mechaber, and it's a different Ravid who rules like the Rosh. There's some question in the Rishonim exactly how how to understand the Rambam. But certainly Mishnah Berurah says that most Rishonim hold like the Mechaber, and once you've swallowed that whiskey, you can't say a bracha on it. However, the Bi'ur Halacha says, where we start talking about whether you say a bracha after you've drunk, that's only in a case where you haven't got more of that same thing to drink. So if you're having a cup of tea, so if you're coffee in the cafe with your client, you've got that mouthful of coffee, you realise you haven't said a bracha, it's not appropriate for you to spit it out, so you can swallow it, and then you've got the rest of the cup of the tea to say the bracha over, so obviously you would say a bracha. If it was just one shot of whiskey that you had, and even you remembered when it was in your mouth, then according to the Mechaber, and that's how we paskin, you wouldn't say a bracha on it after you swallowed it. Ad kan.